KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke, and I have news. The Mariners have won their last two games. Two games. That's news when you're having a losing season, as the Mariners are doing yet again. You do have an undefeated pro team in Seattle right now. They're 5-0, and they could win the whole thing. Here are two of the players.
My name is Alicia Edlin, and I play defensive end and fullback.
Mackenzie Tolliver, and I play safety, receiver, and punt return.
You just had to put that in there.
Always. It's my favorite.
Alicia and Mackenzie play on the Seattle Majestics, our women's tackle football team. And they told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel what it's like to play football in a place where they're overshadowed by one, sometimes two, other football teams.
You have the ears of tens of thousands of people when this airs who have probably never heard of the Seattle Majestics.
Okay.
What do you want them to know?
We're awesome. Jinx. What do we want them to know? We look like a men's tackle football team. Obviously, there's some technical things and speed of play is a little different. But like, if you look at the line, it's a line. So it's really cool to watch because you feel like you're watching football just like you are anywhere else. So, you know, we put our helmets on and you can't totally tell that we're a female sports team, which to me as an athlete, I take a lot of pride in.
How do you know that men don't expect you to know that much about football?
You can tell when you have conversations. They do. And some men get offended when you talk to them and you're like, well, you know, if you run this play or we do this because they're like, well, of course I know that. You know, they're like kind of intimidated by, I think, women's football intelligence sometimes. But you can tell by the way they ask. Not all of them. So no disrespect because we have some great coaches that,
oh, yeah, definitely,
that talk to us like we already know. You know, they're very respectful, but there are some that they're very skeptical about what we really know about football. And I would say it isn't until they come see us play. The skeptics become unskeptical when they come see us play and they see it all put together. And then you have conversations with them and they're like, oh, okay.
When you get to tell people now that you play tackle football, when you tell other people,
mm-hmm,
I play for the Majestics, what kind of response do you get?
I laugh because the first response I get is that most people don't know that there's women's tackle football outside of the LFL. So I get a lot of questions about that. And then I have to tell people that, no, we play 11-on-11, full tackle. We're fully geared up, fully suited.
Somebody tell me what LFL stands for.
Well, it's Legends Football League.
Yes.
But it's the Lingerie Football League.
Okay.
Yeah, the Seattle Mist.
I'm sorry, I have to ask this question. How often is it that you tell somebody you play football and they assume that you're a member of the Mist, that you play lingerie football?
Probably about 4 out of 5 times.
And it takes them a minute to process. I mean, all due respect, they've given themselves a name around here. You know, people go to their games and people know who they are. So either people have been to their games or, you know, there was some a series on TV and stuff like that. So it takes them a minute to just fully process, like, whoa, this is like the down and dirty. This is real, like, full pads, 11v11, mm-hmm, you know, full field football. So it takes them a minute to process and, like, shift their mindset to the different dynamic that our football brings versus the, yeah, lingerie league.
So, Mackenzie, when you have that conversation, it sounds like you're both fairly well-versed in having this conversation.
Yes.
When you have this conversation and someone responds with the assumption that you play for the Mist, mm-hmm, and not for the Majestics, how do you walk them through what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've gotten so good at it now. My first few wasn't so easy, but they don't come straight out and ask. I mean, I think the word lingerie makes people uncomfortable. For me personally, people kind of look at me and you can tell in their mind, they're like, okay, so you lingerie. Like they're looking at you thinking lingerie football league, right? So I just say, and just to clarify, there are two different leagues and I just explain the leagues through to them and explain, you know, everything that goes along with our league versus the lingerie league.
Alicia, is that how you handle it?
Mackenzie is a little more feminine than I am. So I kind of just crack a joke. I'm like, do you really think that I'm going to run around half naked looking like this? But honestly, I just basically say, no, we play 11-on-11 tackle football. And generally, I'll show them a highlight video that we have.
Or, yeah, and that helps, too, is in explaining to people, I'll pull up a picture of, you know, either the team or myself in full pads. right away so that not only have I explained it, I'm like, no, like this is legit. You know, this is full pads. Because then you'll like, say full pads, but they're still like, like full pads? Like, yes. Like helmet, shoulder pads, leg pads, everything. Yeah. So sometimes just creating a visual form really seals the deal.
I have to ask, I mean, I know that you both work full time. Scheduling you both to come in wasn't easy because you work. Mackenzie, you have kids. This is not an issue for the Seahawks. Playing is their full-time jobs. I mean, what is it like to play for a team while seeing another team that everybody else here seems to love and care about, knowing that they get to make a living doing that?
I'm just at a position where it's just reality right now. So I try not to let it discourage you. And rather, I'm in a position of trying to improve the sport and empower females to play. We may not see that happen in our generation of football, but it motivates me to get other players to have that opportunity. Because how cool would it be to literally play football for a living, whether you're male or female?
I mean, it can be frustrating that women's sports isn't at the same level as men's sports. And like Mackenzie said, it is the reality of things, but we're in a position to where we can change that. There's leagues coming up that are all female young girls playing tackle football. Those are the ones who are going to be the ones who see the change that we're trying to make in the football community, that men just don't play football. Women do too. And we can hit, we can run the ball, we can catch, we can do everything that the guys can do.
Alicia and Mackenzie, I talked with one of your teammates, Adrienne Wilson. She said that she remembered when she first started playing for the Majestics. So she's been on the team for more than a decade.
Yeah, she's the granddaddy.
Yeah, yeah. Granddaddy Majestic.
She remembers practicing on elementary school baseball fields. That was one of the things she told me.
Mm-hmm.
And now the team practices on turf. The team plays on turf. And she said that was, for her, a real marker of progress in football for women. She could see that as a huge leap forward, right? So I'm wondering how each of you have seen the sport progress since each of you have started playing. Mackenzie, what about you? You've been on the team for 3 years now.
I mean, it's come a long ways. I mean, again, not on just my 3 years, but from my knowledge of before, is like, that's an example of like not playing on turf fields. The fact that we have, how many teams do we have in the WFA?
60.
Yeah, definitely over 50. And it's more and more prominent. There's young girls that are playing in high school. We actually have a girl in the league who is in high school, and she's playing quarterback in our league. So it's super cool. Like, she's playing for her high school and she's playing in our league. So that would probably be the one testament of progress, is having, you know, young girls who are playing football at the next level for women already. Like, she's already setting herself up. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we've come a long ways. We have a long ways to go still, but the fact that we're not, you know, driving up, playing on grass fields, shining our lights on the fields, you know, from our cars just to be able to play longer is huge.
Alicia, how have you seen the sport progress since you've played over the last 6 years?
One of the main things is our games are starting to be broadcasted now. I mean, not on major stations, but internet shows. Like, we stream on Facebook Live to get our games out there. There are still teams who practice on grass fields, so it's still in progress. There weren't any leagues for young girls to play in when I first started playing. That's awesome to me, just the fact that there's enough girls who want to play football that they have their own leagues now, not just at an adult level, but at a 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old level.
We were down in Orlando for Women's World Games in January. It may have been one of the coolest moments of my life seeing female sports progress. Is there was a flag tournament, like a national flag tournament for all ages.
Like so flag football?
Yeah, flag football. Starting at like 8 and going all the way up to 18. And there was full girls teams starting at 8 or 9 years old up until 18. And it was super cool to watch them play. These girls, they're spending their time playing flag football, which is the next step, you know, is having full teams in full tournaments around the country. And at a national level, I mean, that's a national level tournament for them. So that was a really clarifying moment for me that we're definitely making progress.
So if you had to look 20 years down the road, what do you think women's football is going to look like?
I think about this all the time. Without what I want and what I think, I have to separate those two things.
What do you want? Let's start there.
Yeah, what I want is I want full women's tackle football leagues, just like hockey progressed. There's full hockey leagues. Those women go to college and play football in college on full ride scholarships. That's what I want, is that football to be a sport that not even less concerned about the professional level, but through the college level. Because to me, as cool as it is to play like through club and do all these things, college is such a huge thing for so many kids that miss opportunities. And so if we can get it into the universities and have full scholarships for these kids, to me, that's clutch. Because then after that, then you have, you know, a huge pool of talent to really push the sport and get spectators and all of that. But that's what I would like to see is for it to get into the universities the way that women's hockey did. In 20 years, I think that could be realistic.
Honestly, one of the biggest things is, like, I'm hoping, you know, in 20 years that we do have it down to one league that everybody plays in. Because right now we have two or three different leagues and it divides us. I think at some point we all need to come together and see the bigger picture that we all want the same thing. So we need to create one league to where we can achieve it, not three different leagues trying to fight to, you know, be the top league.
Football as a sport draws a very broad demographic, and overall in general it's not as expensive over the years to play. That's why you see so many different types of people play, and I think is what we're missing is that we have that opportunity for men or young boys, but we're missing that for women is the female athletes, that there really isn't a sport for them, whether it's too expensive, it's just not available, or their athletic type just can't mold into a certain sport. And so for me, I want to see the sport progress because I feel like we can capture so many young girls and change their lives.
That was Alicia Edlin and Mackenzie Tolliver from the Seattle Majestics. The team plays at French Field in Kent, and their next home game is on the 27th of May. You can watch some game video. You can get tickets, too, at the Majestics website. So we'll tweet out a link to that for you right now at KUOW.